This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day Savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day Savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Teddy is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Maya. So in a few minutes, we're going to call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him, and maybe get him another date. But first, Teddy, how long has it been since you heard from her?
It's been about a week.
How many times have you tried to reach out to her?
Maybe three times, like once every couple days, two or three days. Just, you know, saying what's up, how's it going?
Okay.
We were talking before, and after we went out, it just kind of stopped.
She didn't respond to any of those?
No, not at all.
Well, let's talk about the date and see if we can see what went wrong. What? And see what went wrong.
We went to a really nice place. We went to, I don't know if you've ever been there, but really cool. They have a rooftop dining area. So she suggested, you know, that we sit outside because it was a really, really nice day. It was cool. We had a really great conversation. She's got her head on her shoulders, you know, in the right way. You know how a lot of people, they focus too much on like social media and stuff. You know what I mean? They complain about everything, like their job. And that's, I'm not trying to meet anybody like that, you know, but she really loves her job. She's got a really good job. She works at and she's got goals, which is always a good thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a 5-year plan. That's, you know, that's important. And that's something that I really thought we hit it off on that level. And, you know, the food was great and the ambiance was great, you know. So I really can't really think off the top of my head of why, after such a nice date, that, you know, she just stopped communicating with me. Like, I can't say that we've stopped communicating. I'm still, you know, trying to reach out, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you're
communicating, but there's nothing on the other end. Was there anything awkward that happened on the date at all that you can think of?
I don't know if it's anything I did. I mean, I'm thinking maybe she didn't like the restaurant, even though it was great, you know, but I picked it. That might have been something. I will admit the service wasn't the best, you know. We wanted to sit outside, like she suggested it, but then they sat us where the sun's like directly in our faces, you know, so I had to ask them to move us. And maybe, like, because the service wasn't so great, I think maybe, like, the way I, you know, cause I can be a little assertive when I, you know, when the situation calls for it. And maybe that's part of the reason why, after like the second time that I had to ask to be moved or get somebody's attention, that might be it. You know, other than that, we talked for a while. We watched, you know, the sun go down. It was really, really cool. You know, and again, we had a lot in common and, you know, we talked about goals. That was always really good, you know?
So like after you were being assertive, she didn't seem to change her, I'm like, quote unquote, assertive. She didn't change her demeanor, or do you feel like she kind of was like, what are you doing, bro?
No, I mean, in the moment, I don't remember any disagreement. I'm going to say no.
You sound really, really nice. So I'm having a hard time picturing that. Like, what did that sound like? Do you mind like pretending for a second?
Well, no, because it's like, you know, excuse me. You know, I don't know if you remember the old, Bugs Bunny cartoon where he's trying to get the other animals' attention. He's like, hey, excuse me. And all the animals are just running. He's trying to figure out what's going on. It was, you know. And then finally, I was like, hey, excuse me for a second, you know?
Okay.
I didn't like raise my voice or anything, but I definitely had to like get up and go talk to somebody.
So very tame.
Yeah, very, very tame. That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, it wasn't an excuse me.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's inappropriate.
Did you guys kiss or anything?
No. No, I didn't.
Hug?
I don't really make any moves in that direction. It was a nice little hug at the end.
Okay. You
know? Okay. Not like a side hug.
No, it wasn't like a side hug. It was very brief, like, oh, thank you very much. A little peck on the cheek. That was it.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right in the middle of the first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Teddy is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Maya. So we're about to call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Teddy, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your date with Maya?
Yeah, no, we met online. We talked for a while. We went on a really nice date at dinner and talked for a while. And I thought everything was going great. And I haven't been able to get in touch with her since.
You ready for us to call her?
Please. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Maya, please?
This is she.
Hey, Maya, how are you? My name is Jubal, and this is a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Maya. The whole show's here. My name's Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi. This is cool.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. Well, we're calling you today because we do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. What that is if you go out on a date with somebody and then you ghost them, that person can email us to call you and ask why you're ghosting them.
Okay. That makes me nervous.
Are you ghosting somebody?
I guess, like, kind of. I feel like I know who this is maybe about.
Take a guess.
Teddy?
You're correct. Congratulations, you got it right. You don't get any prize for that, but yes, it's Teddy. Would you mind telling us why you're ghosting him?
So I met him online, and when I was online and I was like going through the app or whatever, a friend of mine was with me, a girlfriend, and she noticed him actually. And she was like, I know exactly who that is. And she was telling me all about him. She mentioned that he was kind of a tool and that like, I don't know, like dating him is kind of, this is so bad. Dating him is kind of like, getting a loan at a bank. And so for some weird reason, that really made that I was kind of intrigued, and I was like, I want to see if this guy is really like that. Maybe he's totally not, and it'll be great. So we ended up going on the date, and I just, like, the whole time he was complaining about things and like making kind of like a fuss about things. Like, we were sitting outside and the sun was like on our table, and he like made us move, and I didn't really mind. I didn't really like totally care. And it was like super busy in the restaurant too. So it was like, this was kind of like uncomfortable. And then when we started talking, he only asked me about my career and like how my lifestyle is and stuff like that. And I just felt like, I was like, don't you actually want to get to know me? Like, it kind of felt like he had already like made up his mind. Like, he's like, I could date her. Mm. And let me just see how it fits into my lifestyle. Like, what exactly is she like? I just felt like I had like no say in it. And I was like, okay, this was kind of strange.
Don't we want somebody that wants to date us?
No, of course. Of course. I think it was just that he didn't really ask me about any of my hobbies. He didn't ask me about like anything that I like. He was just like, what's your job? Like, do you make enough money to like support yourself? Like, what do you like, you know what I mean? Like, it was very like, I just feel like I was in a job interview or something. Yeah.
Those are kind of weird questions, especially on a first date. There's ways to get those answers without asking that question quite late, too, by the way. If you'd like to learn, hit me up at Nina on the air. But,
well, guess what, Maya?
What?
It's not as easy as you think, because Teddy's actually on the phone and has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Oh, no.
I don't really know how much I want to have this conversation now. That's super messed up, you know, that, you know, you and your friends are making fun of me. And that's really what's wrong with these apps. Instead of trying to like get to know someone or share a you know, like a anything proper, it's just let me go see what this person's like really about with an agenda that you don't even like articulate, you know.
It wasn't a bet or anything. I was just genuinely curious.
You're genuinely curious, and you could have just asked that before we went out. All of the questions that you're saying that we were talking about, you could have asked me about me before we went out. You could have actually just said, hey, I spoke to my friend. Do you know whoever your friend was? And we could have had this conversation and just avoided all that whole thing. It's just a little on the ridiculous side, you know, and that's a problem.
But don't you think that you would have just acted probably like a different way, and then I would have not actually known who the real you is? Like, I just think that that's a silly thing. I went on the date. I like tried to get to know you a little bit, and you did not care about anything I had to say. You just cared about like the way I like was in my life, like how I fit into your life. And I just think that that's a silly reason.
I don't know about other people online. I'm definitely me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you would have asked me, we could have avoided that. All you had to do was ask me about my experience with your friend. And if I could have remembered your friend, I would have told you exactly what I felt. But when I meet with somebody, when I meet anyone, you know, I'm very straightforward about, you know, what's important to me. And I think that, you know, what we talked about was really cool. And I thought we had a cool vibe. Now I don't know how good the date was, you know, how much of that was you being you, you know?
I mean, it was all me. I just expected. I mean, I could have actually been a little bit more fun and stuff, but you didn't ask me anything about me as a person. So you got what you asked for. I mean, you asked me. It felt like I was in a job interview. Like, I just don't get it.
Well, when you say job interview, if you're gonna, you know, meet someone and you want to know if you're compatible, you would ask questions. And for me, I'm a person who does a lot of, I'm very serious about work and goals and meeting my goals. So I just wanted to make sure that I was, you know, on the same page with somebody who had, you know, goals. I mean, do you even have any type of goals, or was that all just stuff that you were saying?
Of course I have goals. It's like a silly thing to say. You know what? I just expected you to give a little bit more of a crap about like who I am as a person, and all of those other things that you're asking of me would have came naturally. They would have come out. You could have like just been a little bit more like, I don't know, like suave about it or something. It did not go well. But tell me one thing that I said about myself on the date. Tell me, because if it was good, then you should know this, right?
Yeah, but that's not the point. All right. Well, you know, now, you know.
Hey, Maya, would you like another date with Teddy? We'll pay for it.
No, thank you. I'm sorry.
I don't want to go out with you again. I get it. You know, just have fun on your apps. Maybe you can meet somebody that you're not going to be playing games with from the beginning.
Okay, Teddy. Well, you have fun playing games with yourself.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.